Chapter 15. Character in Action. Every character has her self-stories. These are the three tales she tells herself as she looks back on her past identities, as she reflects on her present state, as she looks forward to her future self. Her future story becomes the most important because it shapes and governs the course of your work. Somewhere in her childhood, while immersed in her upbringing, her schooling, her culture, she dreamed up a wished-for life with an ideal identity, an ideal beloved, an ideal career, an ideal way of life, the way things should happen to her. Over time, she constantly rewrote and rationalized her past to give herself reasons for how she became who she's become. When she asks, "Who am I? How did I get here? How will I fit into this world?" her self-story gives her answers that pull her many selves into a unity. Put into action, her self-story gives her a one-of-a-kind modus operandi, to borrow a term from the crime genre, a unique way of doing things. A character's MO goes beyond the collection of characterization traits, voice, gesture, dress, mood, that create her personality. It gives her the pattern of tactics that she habitually uses to pursue her object of desire, to live out her ideal future. Her one-of-a-kind MO guides her efforts to cope with both positive and negative eventualities, how she intends to go about getting what she wants, plus how she plans to escape the things she fears. Over a lifetime, a character may abandon the MO of her youth, but more often than not, she simply reshapes it under the pressures of family, work, and of course, love. When your story's inciting incident throws your protagonist's life out of balance, she will pursue rebalance by trying to impose her self-story on the forces that oppose her will and desire. In other words, she will do things her way, in her unique MO. So, to put your character into action, first conjure her self-story, then imagine her future as she wants it to be, and focus her MO through it. Character MOs tend to cluster around various themes. To give you a sense of what's possible, I've listed three of the most common premises with examples taken from plays, series, novels, and films. I give each an additional twist that might propel the story forward. Hollywood themes. Many people try to live daily life as if it were a movie. They find their personal goal in their favorite story. They then identify with its characters and model their real-life MO on fictional behaviors. Writers recycle these behaviors back into stories, and as a result, certain MOs drive both fact and fiction, real people, and make-believe characters. Here are just five. The Mystery Lover. Because the protagonist finds everyday life boring, her MO seeks a mysterious, enigmatic lover. Examples: Scotty Ferguson in Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo, Jerry in Paul Theroux's novel A Dead Hand, Arthur in the Susan Hill, Stephen Maltrat play The Woman in Black, Dale Cooper in David Lynch's TV series Twin Peaks. Twist: It turns out that the mystery figure has nothing to hide or say. To attract lovers, she simply feigns inscrutability. The Alien Adventurer. The protagonist feels estranged from normal society, so she creates an outlandish version of herself and seeks others who are as weird or even weirder than herself. The more alien, the more exciting. Examples? The unnamed narrator of Pam Houston's short stories in Cowboys Are My Weakness. Martin in Edward Albee's play The Goat or Who is Sylvia? Lars in Nancy Oliver's screenplay for Lars and the Real Girl. Cosmo Kramer in the Larry David, Jerry Seinfeld sitcom Seinfeld. Twist? We often assume that eccentricity hides a fascinating personality, but suppose the protagonist discovers that her partner's tattoos, scarring, and pastel-streaked hair are just a futile tactic to seem interesting. The Fairy Tale. The protagonist plays a fairy tale prince or princess. Examples? Mrs. Hardwick Moore in Tennessee Williams' play The Lady of Larkspur Lotion. Claire in Ronald Moore's series Outlander. Zhao in Tong Hua's novel Bu Bu Jing Jin. Buttercup in William Goldman's screenplay For the Princess Bride. Twist? The fairy tale world becomes grotesque as the prince transforms into a knave and the princess into a witch. The Documentary. A common MO among intellectuals is the compulsive analysis of personal relationships that turns dating into a Discovery Channel documentary. Similar to the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, the act of observation affects passion, reducing it to a sex manual. Examples? Elvie Singer in Woody Allen's Annie Hall. Alexander in Philip Roth's novel Portnoy's Complaint. The four co-protagonists of Darren Star's series Sex in the City. Laura and Danny in David Alrich's play Beginning. Twist? As they dissect their feelings and behaviors, flirtation morphs into a science project, a fetish they find more titillating than pornography. The XXX-rated flick. Sadomasochists take pleasure in both brutality and humiliation. These characters seek to inflict or suffer abuse so that they can either degrade their victim or be degraded, or both at once. Examples, Solange and Claire in Jean Genet's play, The Maids. Severin in Leopold von Sacher-Masoch's novella, Venus in Furs. Erica in Michael Haneke's The Piano Teacher. Lauren Malvo in Nora Hawley's anthology series, Fargo. Twist, the sadist's fear of death drives an MO that enjoys debasing victims. The infliction of suffering gives the abuser a temporary sense of godlike power over life and death, but in time, the law of diminishing returns reverses everything. The more and more she humiliates her victims, the less and less pleasure she feels. Instead, she suffers more and more boredom, less and less power, until the dread of death becomes so unbearable she inflicts violence against herself. Political themes. Politics is the name we give to the use, abuse, and hierarchy of power inside social organizations, governments, corporations, religions, hospitals, universities, and the like, even down to families, friends, and lovers. Whenever human beings gather to do anything, there's always an uneven distribution of power. In short, politics. Tyranny. The protagonist's M.O. leads her to play the ruler and oppress others as her subjects. Examples: Violet Weston in Tracy Letts' play August, Osage County. Tony Soprano in David Chase's series The Sopranos. Tony Montana in Oliver Stone's screenplay for Scarface. Thomas Cromwell in Hilary Mantel's trilogy of novels Wolf Hall, Bring Up the Bodies, and The Mirror and the Light. Twist? In a master-slave relationship, the slave revolts and turns tables on the tyrant. Second twist? The slave, now master, suddenly suffers the stress of earning money and paying bills. She tries to get her old job back, but her ex-master stays put, now enjoying her stress-free, worry-free life. Democracy. The protagonist advocates balanced power. Examples: Valentine Smith in Robert Heinlein's novel Stranger in a Strange Land. Longfellow Deeds in Frank Capra's film Mr. Deeds Goes to Town. Jon Snow in the David Benicoff and D.B. Weiss series Game of Thrones. Twist. A father cares for his family with a gentle, balanced hand, but to them, he seems weak. They crave discipline. Because life scares them, his wife cheats on him. His kids run wild, subconsciously hoping he'll bring down his fist. Anarchy. A character uses power so impulsively that personal, family, and social chaos follows. Examples: Bernard in Mark Camaletti's farce Boing Boing. Larry David in his sitcom Curb Your Enthusiasm. General Jack D. Ripper in Terry Southern's screenplay for Dr. Strangelove. The King of Dunces in Alexander Pope's narrative poem The Dunciad. Twist: A chaotic character leading a chaotic life fails to get what she wants, so she decides that from now on she will only take logical steps. She imagines a rational future, uses rational actions to achieve her desires, then suffers the boredom that comes with that, and so discovers that what she really wants out of life is the excitement of chaos. Object themes. Characters incapable of intimate relationships often tend to treat people like objects. If they value another person, it's not for who they are, but for how they serve a purpose. Of the many variations of this MO, here are four of the most common. The collector. This character collects beautiful things in a treasure chest of houses, cars, artworks, and lovers. Examples: Frederick in John Fowle's novel The Collector. Andrew Weick in Anthony Schaefer's play Sleuth. Elfie in Bill Naughton's screenplay for Elfie. Nick Ruskin in James Patterson's novel Kiss the Girls. Twist: The collector is collected. The player. This character treats life as a game, however deadly, and uses other people as players, wittingly or unwittingly, in it. Examples: George and Martha in Edward Albee's play Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. The Bliss Family, and Noah Coward's comedy, Hay Fever. Frank Underwood, in Bo Willimon's series, House of Cards. Thomas, in Milan Kundera's novel, The Unbearable Lightness of Being. Twist, the player is played. The Obsessive. Like the collector, the obsessive prefers things to people. Unlike the collector, the obsessive's M.O. focuses on only one thing, constantly and repetitiously. Anything can become an addiction. Sex. Sada and Kachizo in Nagisa Oshima's In the Realm of the Senses. Religion. Matt Jameson and Tom Perotta's novel The Leftovers, the basis of the long-form series. Drugs. Mimi Marquez and Jonathan Larson's rock musical Rent. Alcohol. Jeffrey Furman and Malcolm Lowry's novel Under the Volcano. Art. Martin Clay's obsession with a lost Bruegel and Michael Frayn's novel Headlong. Love. Ted Stroman and the Farley Brothers' There's Something About Mary. Himself, Dorian Gray, in Oscar Wilde's novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray. Twist, the obsessive finally gets what she wants and hates it. The Businessman. This single-minded boss tries to run his business like a machine and treat his co-workers and customers like discs and chips. Professor Henry Higgins and George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion. Basil Fawlty and John Cleese's 12-episode series Fawlty Towers. Henry Graham in Elaine May's screenplay for A New Leaf. Alfred Lambert in Jonathan Franzen's novel The Corrections. Twist, the business goes bankrupt. Scene creation. Character in action. Definition. Action means anything a character does, verbally or physically, in thought or deed, inwardly or outwardly, that pursues a desire. Without desire, action becomes activity. Boring, time-killing, thumb-twirling. To put a character into action, the writer answers these key questions in each scene. What do these characters want at this moment? What actions do they take to get it? What surprising counteraction blocks their way? How do they react to that? What do they do next? Let's take these questions in sequence. What does my character want? Two desires, present and future, propel a character through any scene. She desires, one, an immediate effect, what she wants to happen now, that will take her a step toward, two, her long-term desire, the rebalancing of her life. If the character's current wish fails, her future darkens. If it succeeds, her life moves in a positive direction. Actors call the character's immediate desire the scene objective, and her overall desire the super objective. To compose a scene around its turning point, first discover your protagonist's scene objective, what she wants to accomplish immediately as a step toward her super objective. Then, with that immediate goal in mind, take her point of view and put her into action. What is her first action? As a scene begins, each character calls on familiar MOs and favorite tactics gestures and words that have worked in the past. Each relies on her best sense of probability, a semi-conscious expectation that runs like this. Given this situation, if I do X, in all probability, Y will happen. And that reaction will take me a step toward what I want. A character's life experience has taught her what reactions to anticipate from people in a range of circumstances. Over time, a sense of probability develops within a character. The relative sophistication of her expectations depends on the number of years she's lived, the breadth of her experience, and the depth of her insight into the cause and effect of things. For this reason, every character's sense of probability is unique. Every character tests the world in her distinctive way. Every character's first action is a tried and true tactic that she thinks will trigger a useful reaction. What counteraction blocks her? But instead of causing the helpful reaction the protagonist hopes for, the action she takes to get what she wants provokes an unexpected, antagonistic counteraction that blocks her from getting it. At each turning point, what a character thinks will happen when she acts collides with what in fact happens. Her beat by beat, moment by moment, subjective expectations are constantly violated by the objective reality of the people and world around her. These antagonistic counteractions could come from physical forces, institutions, another character or group, dark impulses within herself, or a combination of all such powers. What surprises spring from counteractions? When a counteraction strikes from out of the blue, surprise jolts the protagonist. She suddenly discovers hidden reactions in places she thought she knew, but now sees in a whole new light. The impact of this surprising counteraction may change her situation to an unforeseen positive, but more often, the value at stake in the scene pivots to the negative. How does change affect her? A dynamic pivot around a turning point not only gives us insights into a character and her setting, but moves emotions as well. Emotion is the side effect of a changing charge of value. Whether the emotion is positive or negative depends on the direction of that change. When a living value changes from negative to positive, a character naturally experiences a positive emotion. The change from slavery to freedom, for instance, would lift a character out of misery and into joy. Conversely, when change arcs from positive to negative, a character's emotions descend with it. The change from companionship to loneliness, for example, could induce intense suffering. Values don't necessarily need external conflicts to bring about change. The mind can sometimes reverse a charge all on its own. Imagine a character living in a state of calm, inner trust. She does not fear the future. She believes that no matter what happens, she will cope. But then, for some irrational reason, the dread of something bad heading her way slowly seeps into her mind. Her thoughts fill with a gnawing suspicion that in an unknown future, an as yet unknown person, in an unknown way, will violate her. In this case, the value safety threat slides from positive to negative, and as it does, the character undergoes the icy emotions of anxiety. In an extreme case, she could lose all control and plunge into paranoia. What would she do next? From the inciting incident on, the protagonist pursues her object of desire, doing all she can to follow her self-story, her ideal sense of how to rebalance life. But things will get worse before they get better. Her path will be blocked by forces of antagonism that gain ever greater power and sharper focus, putting her into more and more jeopardy, forcing her to dig deeper and deeper into herself for better and better actions. Throughout this conflict, the character will try to live up to her best sense of who she is, to the ideal identity she created in her self-story. But as her actions escalate to meet ever more intensely negative counteractions, the pressure may become so great that her core identity cracks and her morality, mentality, or humanity bends for better or worse. The story then enters one of the six genres of character change, as we saw in the six plots of character in chapter 14. Putting a character into action may force you to reconsider previous choices. As new scenes inspire new ideas for behavior, you may want to redesign a role's characterization. As new turning points call for new tactics, you may reconceive her true character. All to the good. The scene-by-scene interplay of action and reaction evolves original inspiration into the cohesive mergers of complex characters and superb stories.